Hello and welcome. You are tuned into the Money Control podcast series FutureWise, where we bring you the latest and upcoming trends in education and careers. I am your host, M. Saraswati, and today we have with us a very special guest, Nishant Chandra, co-founder of Newton School. Now, the lack of women at senior roles and also re-entry of women after maternity leave, especially in the tech sector, has been a cause of concern. What about women who drop out? Can they come back later, or are there courses that they can pursue to re-enter the workforce? Let us hear from Nishant on what he has to say. Hello, Nishant. Welcome to the show.
Thanks, Arashi. Great to be on the show.
So first of all, you know, how big a challenge is re-entry of women, especially in the tech sector?
Sarvati, I think it's a really, really big challenge, and it's a really big problem that we as a country is facing. So if you just look at women participation of even countries like Bangladesh or Western developed countries, it's actually much higher than what India is. And in terms of urban women participation, especially even our Southeast Asian neighbors beat us by a long shot. So it's a very important thing that we need to do for India. And then now coming to the women who are actually seeking participation in the workforce, they face a lot of challenges in terms of the availability of jobs, the timings that suit them. So we believe that it's a big challenge, but there are a lot of companies now, especially in the IT sector, who are looking to bridge this divide and actually bring in and bridge this gap and bring in that gender diversity into their company.
Okay. So what is the solution that Newton School is now offering?
So Newton School is a very unique program where we have pay after placement courses, where the people who come to our program do not pay us as long as we haven't gotten them a job. So once you get a job through Newton School as a software engineer, only after that you pay us. What this allows us to do is to make sure that our incentives are aligned with those of our students. And what we have now realized is that women are now starting to constitute a more and more healthy percentage of the batch of Newton School. It's still nowhere near where we would like it to be. It will be somewhere between 10-20%, but it's rapidly increasing. And what we have now, what we are now doing is, we are now starting a dedicated batch for women, especially women who want to enter the workforce as instructors as well as industry partnerships to cater to their needs and get them jobs as software developers.
But who will be your target audience?
We do not have a very strict criteria on a lot of programs need people to be needed graduates or something like that. We do not have any criteria in terms of strict criteria in terms of what positions you held or what degrees you have. The program is actually targeted towards women who want to re-enter the workforce. Probably they couldn't find jobs earlier, which they like, or they left their jobs due to things like maternity leave or some gap due to some other reason. For those people, we have master's program where they can get started.
So this could also be for someone who is traditionally not been from the tech sector and maybe wants to switch, right?
Right, absolutely. And the beauty of this program is through our learnings from hundreds of students that we have seen due to these companies, we now understand what it takes for people to start from the absolute scratch in programming and get to a skill level which is actually desired by the company. So we are very skillful in that, and we will implement all that knowledge to this batch. So people starting from scratch without any prior requirement in computer science can actually become very useful.
Okay. Would you probably also help them as far as getting placed in some of these companies are concerned?
Right. So we have a very, very strong hiring partnerships with a lot of companies. And what we see is that from some of the top companies in India, there is often request specifically for women who actually have the skills that they need. So a lot of companies are running at close to even less than 25% women participation in their workforce, and they want to take it to 50%. So over the next few years, there's a huge opportunity and the number of roles available. And so we have partnered with these companies, and we help these women get placed into these software development jobs as well.
Sure. Just one last question from my side, Nishant. Would you also be open to expand this initiative to other allied sectors?
Yes, absolutely. Based on the success of this initiative, we could be, we'll have our eyes open towards the sector that specifically women want to go towards, and then expand accordingly. But one thing is that software engineering as a job is so lucrative because the problems that women face in terms of travel, training, skilling, timing, all these software engineering jobs actually handle all these problems. And we have a bunch of examples of women from our general batch actually performing really, really well through this program. I can also take you through a few examples of what people have done in our previous batch if we have time.
Yeah, sure, please.
Just to speak to all women out there, what we have seen from our previous battles is that there have been, women are formidable in a lot of ways. More than half of our company is women. And in addition to that, what we've seen from our previous battles is that the women girls have been very, very aggressive about getting their education. So we actually have Yasha, whose father is a farmer, so she actually read on the roof of her house because of low internet connectivity throughout the 6 months in 1991. So, and then we have a lot of other people who had to leave their jobs midway due to maternity and were rejoining workforce after 2 or 3 years now. And through medical school, they were actually able to get a job where they're now actually the highest paid vendor in the family, more than even their male counterpart, and supporting their whole family. So we believe that there are thousands and thousands of such stories still to be written, and we hope that the leaders will be able to do that job. So I really encourage women to apply for the job. We're really looking forward to this work in India.
Sure, Nishant. Thank you so much for your insights.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm sure a lot of women who are probably hesitating to come back to the workplace could use this as an opportunity to make a second comeback. For more news, views and other updates, stay logged on to moneycontrol.com. Thanks for listening.